Heath, we have a special guest on the phone this morning with us.
Well, and today is another day. It's called Thank a Youth Worker Day, and on the phone with us now is Dr. Lisa Connolly, who is the chair of the Human Services Department at Ivy Tech. And Dr. Connolly, you're the one that is bringing this all together at Ivy Tech tonight, or Thursday night, I'm sorry.
Yes, Thursday is International Thank a Youth Worker Day, and we are having an event to celebrate all of the amazing people in our community who give to children every day, whether they're full-time workers or part-time workers or volunteers or ministers, people who have made a commitment of bettering our community by serving kids.
Now, you put in a grant to get money to put this on. Explain that.
Well, I was selected as a 2015 Executive Journey Fellowship, and that is funded by the Eli Lilly Foundation. And they gave me a $500 organizational scholarship and asked me to come up with some kind of opportunity to renew our community. And we have a big community, and $500
doesn't go as far as it used to go.
Well, that only gets you like half a fireworks session there.
That's right. So I joined a committee, and I pulled some key players from our community into this group. Dr. Deb Goetz from the School of Public Health came forward with some dollars, and Laura Webster Threckhold from MCCSC School Age Child Care came through with some dollars as well, and we were able to host this thank you celebration for, 350 of our closest friends.
So what's going to happen Thursday night, and who can come?
Well, it is open to the public. It's a completely accessible building, so we hope everyone will take an opportunity to come by and let us thank them for their amazing gifts. So we've got a lot of things going on. We have some entertainment, PAC123, which is a Cub Scout group, who uses an awful lot of community volunteers to get their events going, are going to start our evening with a flag ceremony. We have a proclamation from Mark Cruzan proclaiming it a Thank You Worker Day. We have the Grand View Choir from MCCSC, Home of the Tigers, is coming to perform. We have the Windfall Dancers are coming to perform. And at 9 o'clock, the Ivy Tech Rock and Roll Band will be performing.
Featuring Keith Klein on lead vocals.
No. Keith Klein will be our MC for our wonderful event. But
so he's singing backup, I see.
Yeah, right.
Whatever it takes.
That's exactly right.
We are also catering this event from Qdoba. We're having a nacho bar so people can come and have food and drink and take a minute to really thank them for all the amazing stuff that happens.
Now, Dr. Connolly, are these like self-selected people? If I work with a Cub Scout troop or I volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club, I just show up? I don't have to make reservations or any of that kind of stuff?
You don't have to show up. You just have to show up. You don't have to make any reservations. This is an open event to the community. We're hoping that we do this on a more regular basis. It is International Thank You Youth Worker Day, and my charge to the community is really take some time to thank those people who've made a difference in your life. As I was thinking last night about the people that are in my family, we have an amazing dentist, and we have an amazing librarian, and we have all these activities that our children participate in that wouldn't happen if there weren't these dedicated people to make those things work.
And I'll tell you what, I work with volunteers, and it's harder and harder to find people who are willing to give their time and their money and their fortune to work with other people's children. It's kind of unique that these people are out there doing it, and they do deserve thanks.
Well, I hope that we have a way of being able to say thank you. You know, historically, youth workers have not been the highest paid people in Monroe County. So to be able to find ways of saying thank you. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to have a thank you note bar, and we're going to help people write thank you notes. And I'm committed to help getting those delivered during the month of May. So that even if someone can't be there, you could still send them a thank you note and say, I really appreciate what you've done for my community.
Once again, Thursday, May 7th, 7 to 10 p.m., Ivy Tech out on the west side, and just show up and be thanked.
No ID necessary, no forms to fill out. Just come be a part of the celebration in our community, thanking those folks that help our youth. That's great stuff. And do you hope to make this an annual event?
Well, I think that would be a wonderful opportunity. The question will be, you know, how many people actually show up on Thursday night and what the funding is, because events like this cost money. And so that'll be the next thing on our committee, is looking at that.
Dr. Lisa Connolly from Ivy Tech, the person behind all of this, and thank you for doing that.
Since you confused us once, Keith, we'll let you get out of... When is this again?
Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m.
Don't
Ivy
show
Tech.
Up tonight. Please don't That's show right. up tonight. Show up on Thursday. Plenty of parking. And where at, Dr. Connolly?
Free parking, 200 Daniels Way, Ivy Tech Community College in Bloomington.
And look for the student commons, the Herald Times student commons.
Smell for the nacho that's bar. Right. That's what I'm going to use. I'm like a bloodhound in those situations.
Well, if Qdoba is your place, we're going to be the place to celebrate. I know it's Cinco de Mayo today.
Well, hopefully they've got some left for you on Thursday.
Well, I hope so, because we've ordered quite a lot.
Good, 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 good. Well, best of luck to you on your event. We appreciate you making time for us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.